Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to open the day, the week, with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. How are you today, sir?
I'm happy to hear you, Bill.
I'm happy to be here.
I've been
hearing from a lot of other people here lately that went to SHOT Show that can't make it to various shows this week because...
My buddy Paul Lathrop did not go, but he got sick anyway. So, 'tis the season. I'm healthy. I hope you are too.
I'm doing fine. I've gotten back on the bike and I'm riding every day and
good.
Whether it's on the road or in the living room, I'm riding every day. I have a stationary bike too.
Right. I have you figured out the pouch that you find most comfortable to carry when you ride?
So
oops.
No,
ongoing,
I mean
ongoing search. Huh?
Well, no. Here's the thing about it. With a pouch, it'd be great to find something that's around your waist because it moves less.
Right.
And I mean, the best thing I've ever done so far was I did something that I made myself,
mm-hmm.
and I repurposed a bike messenger's tool bag.
Mm-hmm.
And lined it with Velcro, and it was big enough to where I could stick a gun in it, like a Glock 26 sized gun, stick a gun into it with it straight up and down and not at some crazy angle or something where I've got to like make a curve as I go into it. And I put it in a hard, I repurposed another holster that
mm-hmm.
Was no longer serving, but it was hard shelled and it covered the trigger guard. And I Velcroed
right.
it to that and used a... Used an older Molly gun belt to
sure.
ride that. Yeah.
To hang it.
And that works better than anything else. Plus, it does zip up, but it's basically functioning as just a big floppy on body, holster. But it doesn't look the part. Now, the thing is, and I haven't tried this yet in South Carolina, I wonder, since we now can open carry, if I even need to be worried about concealing the gun.
I was talking about that with someone. Open carry is a deterrent, meaning
right.
most criminals will attack you thinking you're unarmed. Oh, that guy's carrying a gun. I think I'll try someone else. Until you find the crazy criminal who goes, that guy's on his cell phone. Maybe if I hit him from behind, I can take his... So it's a roll of the dice. I understand. Speaking of roll of the dice, we got some bad news. 5 people were shot to death by gangs in Chicago. One of the victims was an 8-year-old girl who was shot in the head as she was walking down the street with her guardian. They were not the intended targets. 17 others were wounded, but not killed. That's this weekend in Lori Lightfoot, Chicago.
Yep.
Another weekend of tragedy.
Yep, although I saw, now, did you see the cop shooting in New York?
Yes, well, a criminal shooting the police, yes.
Well, yeah, so like this particular shooting, the new mayor of New York and the governor of New York, they were talking about this guy was killed by an illegal gun. And this is in a state where they have, or in a city where they have a soft on crime DA. They have bail reform. They're a long way away from Giuliani's New York. And they already have every gun control law in the books, and now they want the rest of the country to be like them. And
exactly.
Yeah, and here's the problem with this. I'm getting sort of fed up with this. Now, I know people that live in New York and all kinds of other stuff, and I feel bad for them not being able to defend themselves. But if you're going to live, if you absolutely got to live there, then maybe you should just learn to live with what because you vote. But you don't get to drag us there.
Right. I did see something, and I don't know, I bet this is going to start a conversation. So here we go. You know, New York legislature is looking at the New York State rifle and pistol case that's in front of the Supreme Court right now. And they're going, you know, we're probably going to lose this case. We're going to have to issue permits. So there's Assembly Bill that basically prohibits firearms almost everywhere. It's prohibited now on, if it passes, on any form of transportation, railways, ride-sharing services, paratransit services, subways, buses, air travel, taxis. But wait, there's more. Firearms are also prohibited in any food and drink establishment, any gathering of 15 or more persons, meeting for, here comes another laundry list, meeting for amusement, athletic, civic, dining, educational, entertainment, patriotic, political, recreation, religious, social, or similar purposes. Violating, that's a classy felony. Now, of course, when they just told you that you couldn't carry because you're going to church, and the church says, I want you to carry, that's going to get slammed up in front of the court. But the New York attitude is, we will pass 1,000 laws against the honest carrying of a firearm, the nonviolent, while we let the criminals go.
Well, like I said, I on the one hand, I understand that they want to continue with this. That the Sullivan Act is a big corrupt piece of legislation that they have let fester there for years and years and years. Lots of people there have them, except they're all very well-heeled, like Arthur Sulzberger, the publisher and owner of New York Times.
Right.
That guy's never opened a car door for himself.
He doesn't go maybe once.
He doesn't open the door to get into his building. He doesn't open the, you know, he's a very pampered dude. He doesn't go anywhere he doesn't want to go. And he definitely doesn't go anywhere where he might need a gun.
I read someone who said the left wants a surge in violent crime so that they can convince low information voters that guns are the problem and turn around and disarm us. You think that's credible?
I'm sure that was what they wanted, but it's working the opposite way.
Now
we have a bigger, diverse. All the new gun buyers are quite the diverse little crowd, and I like it.
Right.
Female, right. Black Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanics. They're all getting in on it, and that is not what they intended to have happen.
But thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. A bunch of ladies wearing lipstick may save the Second Amendment. God bless them.
I've always thought it was going to be females that saved the Second Amendment. The argument for females carrying a weapon is very compelling. Even in the prime of their life, they cannot equal some guy that's, you know, jacked up on drugs coming at them. So I've always thought that was going to be the salvation, if you will. Coming up on the break, why don't you tell everybody how to find the stuff that Rob Morris does?
Each week, I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast, except for today when Paul is sick. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com, about 1,900 articles there. My writing is picked up at Ammoland, where I write the weekly Armed Citizen column.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Access Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Access's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Access has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Access Sights. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Rob Morse. And Rob and I are probably the only two. We didn't go to SHOT Show, and we're not.
We didn't. Either. We're the only two guys working today. Now, this is almost a bar bet. If I told you that a three-judge panel would have unanimously said that closing shooting ranges, ammunition counters, and firing ranges in Los Angeles and Ventura County, California, was unconstitutional, you and I'd say, what, three justices agreed to that? I mean, typically the most we ever get on a three-judge panel is two. No, this time it was unanimous, and this is then what the judge said. I'm not a prophet, but this panel just read the Second Amendment, and we think it means what it says. This being the Ninth Circuit, this ruling will almost certainly face an en banc challenge. This prediction follows from the fact that this is always what happens when a three-judge panel upholds the Second Amendment in this circuit. Close quote. Yeah. Meaning,
well, you know,
the Chief Justice will select the en banc panel of, I think it's 11 judges.
Right.
And, of course, it'll be overturned and then it'll be appealed. Lawfare.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Trump did sort of, I think there's nine conservatives in the Ninth Circuit.
Right.
I'm not sure. So because they do get chosen, they still come out looking like the Ninth Circus, but.
Right.
It's interesting. It's interesting to watch the evolution.
It is. And I noticed that all the complaints about rapid appointment of judges without like 45 days of review and, oh, you didn't ask the opposing party to give their recommendations. All those rules seem to have disappeared once the Democrats were back in power. I mean, I couldn't help but notice.
Right. Well, I mean, what do you say? I mean, the Marxists have come out to play, and they you know, I mean, they, and in the Senate, there was some law they were trying to push through in the Senate, and the Democrats filibustered, and then as soon as that was done and they were successful, they wanted to get rid of the filibuster.
Although, speaking of which, spaceman Mark Kelly out of Arizona said, yeah, you know, I think we should get rid of the filibuster. I don't know that the independents in Arizona really think that's such a hot idea. He may have just written himself quite a difficult race. The bad news is what will be another 5 years?
He's coming up for re-election shortly. He was finishing out John McCain's term.
Ah, good.
He's coming up very shortly. As a matter of fact, what he's been trying to do is he's been trying to not take a position on anything.
Right.
And when they started, when this stuff started with the filibuster, he actually was forced to make a choice. He hasn't really been doing anything. I mean, I'm sure the gun controllers were out there like, oh, yeah, now we got one of our own in place. And he hasn't been pushing for nothing. So
he's trying to. The reason he voted against the filibuster is because his owners told him, look, we want to be able to cram our legislation through. Get out of our way. Gotcha.
Something bad. He's a nice one. Next. What? Yes. Sorry.
No. It's a pleasure, Bill. There was a bit of clever irony that came up in Tennessee. It's called Kyle's Bill. What it says is that if you're tried for self-defense and you prevail in court, then you can come back to the people who prosecuted you, that would be either county or state, and say, you put me up on charges that weren't justified because it's very clear the evidence you need to convict me. Pay my bills. Pay my legal bills. Now,
right.
It won't pay for pain and suffering. It won't pay for lost work. But given that sometimes defending yourself from murder can run $1 million, HB 1769 in Tennessee should look pretty good to a lot of us. I don't know if it'll make it through.
Sooner or later, something like that's going to make it through. There's going to, another bill that's going to make it through where, is where they, you know, say you're in a, they say this is a gun-free zone, can't bring a gun in here.
Right.
And then you get to sue them if somebody breaks in and starts shooting the place up if they don't have an alternative, if, you know, if they don't have their own on-site security. We'll see something like Kyle written that bill, and we'll see something like that. Somebody's going to pass it, and it's just like, you know, constitutional carry. It will become trendy.
I'll read this, and then maybe we'll get to it after the break. Should we try and keep criminals away from guns, or should we try and keep criminals away from us? A fraction of a percent, less, a tenth of a percent, actually, of guns are actually used in a violent crime. And in fact, a firearm is six times more likely to be used in armed defense than to be used in any kind of violent crime. Yet, New York wants us to be able to sue gun manufacturers because criminals use a gun that's, quote, dangerous, and the manufacturer released it to the public. Well, okay, wait a minute. Most violent criminals, but first, most violent crimes don't involve a firearm at all. It's the person who's dangerous. So if New York released a dangerous felon back out into the public, 64% of felons are rearrested. Can we then sue them for releasing a dangerous criminal back onto the public? Just like, I mean, those criminals don't do a lot of good. At least the guns let us protect ourselves. I'd like to see that law.
Yeah, the way you were describing something just then just sort of completely cemented what I've always thought. So I will share that when we get back and everything else, because it's going to be a very long-winded thing. But it's an interesting question, and it's one that has answers right now. It absolutely has answers right now. But at the same time, as we go, tell everybody how to find you.
Each week I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I get to co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up at Amalan Shooting Sports News, where I write the weekly Armed Citizen column. Bill?
And, of course, sometimes, as he says, if he's really good and stuff and whatever else you've got, he gets to be here. But he gets to be here anyway. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is still weighing options for a possible U.S. troop deployment to the Baltics and Eastern Europe. The move would be a response to Russia putting troops and military equipment on its border with Ukraine. The president taking part in a video call with European leaders on Monday. The United States has already ordered the departure of family members and non-essential staffers from the American embassy in Ukraine. Wall Street is on track for its worst monthly decline since 2020. All three major stock indexes down more than 2% at times Monday, with the NASDAQ falling deeper into correction territory and the Dow falling by more than 900 points. The NFL Conference Championship game set, with the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Cincinnati Bengals and the Los Angeles Rams hosting the San Francisco 49ers. USA Radio News. As tax season officially begins on Monday, the IRS is telling folks that patience will be key this tax season.
An IRS work shortage, an enormous workload from pandemic-related programs, and stalled legislation will cause taxpayers pain this tax season. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
As the Treasury Department and the IRS have said, the IRS right now has an unacceptable backlog, and that customer service that people are receiving is not what the American public deserves, and the president is very mindful of that.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Texas Ethics Committee says Texas House Democrats spent more than $1 million to flee the state last summer. Nearly 60 Democrats headed for Washington, D.C. in order to break quorum and prevent a vote on an election integrity bill. When enough Democrats returned to Austin, the legislature passed the election integrity bill after all. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Rob Morse. And Rob, you had a very good question. Should we be trying to keep the criminals away from guns or the criminals away from people?
Yep.
Right? So my answer to number one is that that is impossible.
Yep.
The only way to keep a criminal away from a gun is to kill him. They find ways even in, I mean, they do criminal enterprise even in jail. So, that's the only way to do it. Keeping them away from us would be the thing to do, except I don't know when that's going to start. Historically, it's always been the way it was. But now we've got Soros out there funding people with impunity, and I know that people get out there and say, Bill, that would put such a chill on funding things. But, I mean, this guy's evil.
Yep.
This guy's evil. It's going to give rise to something that most people are not going to be looking for. They're not really going to want to. I mean, and I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. If he kept on doing this and crime kept on going up in these cities and then it hit the wrong person with the wrong skill set and the wrong associates. Can you imagine what might happen to Mr. Soros? Because he's the snake.
Can you imagine if a re-released thug inadvertently smacks a crime boss? Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I'm talking about a couple of guys going and doing something sort of surgical and taking out Soros.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah.
Like a vet with connections gets injured.
Yep.
Probably better that you kill him, because if you injure him, now his buddies look at him and go, that could be me, given all that we've been through. Right. Well, and I wondered it from a little different angle. Okay, you and I we're going to see some friends and taking a firearms class in Ohio, and some felon from New York attacks one of us. Can we sue New York prosecutors and law enforcement because they released a dangerous criminal into society? I mean, fraction of a percent of guns commit a crime, but a third of violent felons are reincarcerated. Now, remember, to do that, you have to be arrested, charged, taken to court, and convicted. So there's a weeding out that happens. So the way I see it, a released violent criminal is thousands of times more dangerous than anyone's gun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. But here's the thing that, you know, when I was talking about the way you were describing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they're being soft on crime and at the same time hard on law abiding.
Right.
These politicians that are for this, they actually are pushing. They're pushing the crime to drive fear, because that's what COVID-19 did. COVID-19 was fear.
Ah.
And it got everybody. I think it's completely gotcha. Manufactured. And it was like you said, though. I mean, earlier you said this, that were they driving it up to try to get a desire or need for gun control? And this is the violent coward and Piven.
Right. So if public violence, and they'll cover it, goes up high enough, they go, it's those horrible gun owners that are the most law-abiding segment we can find on the planet. But they'll leave that last part out. I think you might. So they're saying we need to be totalitarians and take all the guns because the criminals we let loose back into society are so violent. They have the news media. I don't know that they do anymore. I mean, you know, Joe Rogan and Tucker would poke holes and, okay, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say was the media's not trusted anymore. Nobody's listening to the media.
Yeah.
I mean, they do have the media, but I mean, think of this. CNN, if CNN did not have the airports, the polite society would have a bigger audience.
By the way, they lost the airports, Bill.
Oh, well, you guys are going to be, you need to start touting that. We're bigger than CNN.
Maybe they could get put the polite society in the airports. I'd like
maybe they could.
So there were, it was covered in The Economist, and it was a study out of Northwestern University that half of new gun buyers were female, a fifth were black, and a fifth were Hispanic. That's greater than the proportion of people who are black and Hispanic. So come on, you're leveling up. I like that. Those aren't rookie numbers. Hang in there. The rate at which minorities are growing is wonderful. I didn't quite understand how The Economist phrased it, that 5.3% was more than twice that of whites. I think they're saying that for every new gun owner, there's more than a new minority gun owner, which is, or for every two, one of them is a minority. That's awesome. And as you said, that's going to spread out the political perception that the Second Amendment is only for white people.
Well, I mean, as this progresses, I hope that all of the new gun owners feel free to come to the NRA shows and all the other stuff just to be with the other gun owners and see what's, you know, find out for themselves and find out that this is really, truly one of those colorblind things. Because the only common denominator amongst gun owners and people that carry guns is that we're trying to be a little more self-sufficient. We look at ourselves as our own first responders. We understand reality. We know that we're going to be calling somebody with a gun to come and get to us when we could just be there already and try to have a little more of a hand in our own destiny.
We are a personal safety tourniquet. We're just trying to stop the bad event until either the bad guy runs away, please, yep. Or we can get the police there. We really don't want to be in this situation. I'm going to tease you with this. I wonder if we'll pick it up after the break. I think the chairman of the New York City Council, this is a quote, "We owe every New Yorker a promise of a gun-free city. Right now, we're failing. I'm ready to work with any leader that believes, like I do, that the presence of legal or illegal guns is an existential threat to the safety of others." This guy has an armed security detail 24/7, 365. I think we just found our winner for the Hypocrisy Award of 2022. It's still early, but I can't see how we're going to beat it.
But he's calling like a pox on legally owned guns.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, with and what is he saying that's going to stop? What does disarming someone who's not going to commit a crime, what purpose is that besides having another defenseless person?
It's another defenseless person, and it gets him more campaign donations from frightened billionaires.
Oh, yeah.
Who want to be the only guy who can afford a security detail.
Yeah. Yes. Very true. All of that is true, and it's pretty dumb. Very true, but pretty
when
dumb.
When we come back.
Yeah, when we come back, we'll expand on that. Tell everybody how to find. Well, you know what? We'll tell them when we get back. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse. okay, so where do you want to go with this? I know that you did another tease, and I had a couple of things I was having to do in the background.
Okay, so here I'm going to back up. This is, what's the guy's official title? Majority Leader of the New York City Council. He represents Manhattan's East Side. And he threw this out on a tweet. We owe every New Yorker a promise of a gun-free city. That the presence of legal or illegal guns is an existential threat to the safety of others. Imagine George Soros said that. Better yet, Mike, Midget Mike. And
Bloomberg.
He goes, the presence of legal or illegal guns is an existential threat to me because I have a 24/7 security detail. So let's take all of yours and I'll keep mine. Now I think it makes sense. Yeah, come on, give me more than huh.
This is the thing about these kind of people. They're not against guns. They understand the utility of guns. They understand the utility of them. They're against regular people having guns. They're against regular law-abiding people having guns. Because
they know they can't control the criminals.
Nope. But they definitely can't control an armed populace. There's just no way about it. I know a lot of people say, well, Bill, you know, they have this, they have that. They'll bring in the UN. They'll hire the Zetas. They'll hire Black Lives Matter. They'll get us sooner or later. Yeah, no, that's not the way that kind of stuff works. That's never the way that kind of stuff works. Absolutely, people can be gotten in an isolated, moment. But once they throw that gauntlet down and everything that they want to do becomes known, then they've gone somewhere they didn't really want to go.
Right. Don't speak the truth. I mean, you can think it, just don't say it. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because if we said, we want you disarmed and we want all the guns, everybody go, wait, what? I get it. Reporters ask the New York mayor, hey, criminals are shooting our cops. Crime is up. What's he going to do? He goes, well, we can't arrest our way to safety. Now, technically, he used to be a cop. He's right. You might be able to prosecute your way to safety, but simply arresting the criminal isn't enough. When you hand him to a judge who then releases him and a DA who does not prosecute them, in some sense, I have sympathy for the cops. You guys are stuck. On the other hand, if anybody who thinks that the job of a policeman is not political, y'all should try it in a major Democrat-controlled city. OMG.
Yeah. Yeah, being a cop is a very political thing because police chiefs are always appointed by the mayor. So they typically are going to mirror whatever the mayor's political outlook is. Sheriffs, on the other hand, they can come in and they can come in after they're elected and literally let go of everybody. I mean, right. It'd be sort of silly to do, but it is all political about, you know, who did you back? And a lot of times, a lot of sheriffs get let go of when a new sheriff comes in into being elected. So, it is a very political job. But there is one thing. There is one thing about them that sets them separate from us, and I don't think I've ever discussed that with you. And that's the oath.
Yes.
See, the oath is between me and you. It's between the cops and us.
Right.
They're going to take orders from, of course, their higher ups, but that's
their sergeant.
They're supposed to take orders that make sense constitutionally, and they're supposed to have the. They're supposed to be willing to take that risk of losing that job if they get told to do an order that is not constitutionally sound. So in that, it's also political.
Right. Bill, would you in the military ever have been expected to exercise a maneuver, particularly exercise it promptly and reliably, if you had never been trained in it?
Oh, no. At any given time, I mean, I could stop anything around me. And that was anybody right there. I mean, a private can stop a lot of stuff. And I was a sergeant in my, you know, so if I called ceasefire, everybody better stop shooting. If I said this is an unsafe act, everybody better stop and be looking around. So, you know, yes, absolutely. And unlawful orders are another thing that we're not expected to follow. We're told that over and over again. You are not obligated to follow unlawful orders.
I would love, and you know what? I know a young man who just went through the academy. I have to ask him if that is covered in his academy training. Interesting.
I don't know. I would love to know the answer to that when you get that answer.
I'll share.
They're getting ready. They put a bunch of troops on high alert and everything. I'm not completely convinced that our troops today are combat ready.
Right.
They have had too much of this social nonsense thrust upon them that was never supposed to be a part of what they did day to day. The military is supposed to be an apolitical animal, so it's, you know.
I wonder if the statists plan to degrade our military and then send them off on a fool's errand, let them get chewed up, so that the U.S. essentially has to retreat globally. Oh, man. We have to, again, smarter guys than I. There is some political news. The San Jose mayor wants to tax and regulate guns, and the city council is scheduled to vote on that. Like, not only are we going to tax guns, it's just insurance. Remember Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, it's just a tax. But what I wonder is why the city doesn't have to have a tax, pay a tax too, because their cops lose guns. Why aren't they liable? When their police officers shoot the wrong person, why can they hide behind the law? But yet, I would be held financially liable.
Well, I mean, all of this is just a start. I'm going to talk about that cat later on. But the thing is, this is all a proposal that he's got out there. And he'll have the Second Amendment Foundation will go after him so hard and so fast, it'll make his head spin. That won't be, because what did they propose? Why are they taxing these? You don't get to tax to punish people. You can tax if you need to build a road. You can tax if you need to, if you're saying that we need the money for this or that or the other. But you cannot get out there to tax to simply say, we're going to tax you to punish you. You can't do that.
And here's the insane part. Firearms do enormously more good than they do harm. It's
sure.
Not 10% more. It's 100 times more. We save a million plus people with a firearm a year, all the suicides, all the criminal acts combined. Sorry. Doesn't add up.
Nope.
So, and I assume, I mean, lawyers know that, educated people know that. So I assume this is either politicians like to tax because they like money, or, again, he wants more violence to say, you need to give me even more money. I don't know whether it's a power grab or he's dialing for Bloomberg bucks.
Well, it's a money grab, and I mean, I don't know if he would get any Bloomberg dollars. Soros is the one funding most of those things. But I know Bloomberg does a lot of funding like that. Gates does. Soros does. Zuckerberg does. So, you know, that'll be another thing we get to climb later on in time. But all of this stuff they're proposing, I kind of think this might be their last gasps. But
their last said grab. That,
having said that, tell everybody how to find you before we run out of time.
Each week I host the Self-Defense of Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing from there is picked up at Amolant, where I also get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Bill, who's coming up next?
Just me. Dan's one of them that came back sick. Thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.